In the Chumash, there's a din of Einus HaMefata. In the opening Mishnah, Daf Chav Tes Amar Aleph says that there's a Machlokes HaTanoim. The Gemara quotes on Chav Tes on the days. And the Mishnah paskens la'alocha that even in the case of Chayv Krisis, where in Kiddush and Topsin, and even in the case of a Chayv Lavin, where you're not allowed to marry the girl, so there is no din of Loisi Elisha, but the penalty of Chamishim Shekel Kesef does apply. Even though Mamzeris is Chavi Lavin, and Baal Achosa is Chavi Krisis, but Baal Bito is not, because Kamble B'Dirabmine. So the Gemara want to know, but there's Kamble B'Dirabmine even without Misa. There's Kamble B'Dirabmine from Malkus, and the Mishnah says, or Minu, that's the bottom three lines on Lamed Aleph and Beis, the Mishnah says, Elhein Aloikin, Baal Mamzeris, or Baal Achosa. So the top Taisis writes on Lamed Beis on Lamed Aleph. The Gemara thought in the Kasha, the Gemara thought that the Tana de Bechizkia that appears in the Gemara on Lamed Hei Lamed Aleph, that the Gemara says everybody agrees to the Tana de Bechizkia, such a Taisis points out there are Tanaim who don't accept it. The Taisis Lamed Hei Lamed Aleph, Dibra Maschem Yika Laman Di Omar. Is there anybody who disagrees with Tana de Bechizkia? Taisis says, yeah, there are Tanaim who disagree with Tana de Bechizkia. But it's such a famous brisa, most agree with that. So that was the Gemara's kasha. Or a minhu, that was the kasha, the bottom three lines on Lamed Aleph on the base. The Gemara thought two premises. Number one, that just like there's a din of kom lebi derabmin a eid on a mesa mishalem, if you get mesa, you don't pay. So the Gemara thought Malkus also patas from Mammon. And number two, the Gemara thought just like there's a ton of the bechiske by mesa and Mammon, so they thought that Tana Bechizkia applies to Malkus and Mammon as well. So that was the Gemara's Kasha Ureminum. So the Gemara gave a whole series of Terutz. So Rabbi Yochanan gave the Terutz. Rabbi Yochanan gave the answer that Kam Behisrabo, Kam Behshalo Hisrabo. Where was Rabbi Yochanan's answer again? Rabbi Yochanan Omar, five lines from the top of Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, that what? The Tana Bechizkia only applies to Misa and doesn't apply to Malkus. And Rish Lakish doesn't agree. Rish Lakish in the middle of Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, Rish Lakish Amar, you have to say the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Meir. You can't say that Tana Bechizkia only applies to Misa and Mammon and doesn't apply to Malkus and Mammon, because the Gemara is going to explain on Lamed Hem and Aleph, Rish Lakish has some kind of the Alfusa, either a Gzera Shava or a Hekish, some kind of a Limud to indicate that Tana Bechizkia applies equally to Misa and Mammon and to Malkus and Mammon. Fine. And Rabbi Yechon, we pass like Rabbi Yechon. Usually when it's a Machlokes, Rabbi Yechon Mishlokish, the Gemara says in Yevamos Lamed Vav Amud Aleph that we pass like Rabbi Yechon with only three exceptions to the rule. And this is not one of the three exceptions to the rule. So then here is like Rabbi Yechon. Tana Bechizkia only applies to Misa and Mammon, doesn't apply to Malkus and Mammon. Fine. So that was Rish Lakish, that was Rabbi Yechanan's answer. Rabbi Yechanan says the Mishnah goes, Kam Hisrabo, Kam Belach Hisrabo. And Rish Lakish is Pshat on the Mishnah. What did Rish Lakish say? He couldn't accept Rabbi Yechanan's answer. He holds that Tana Bechizkia applies even below Hisrabo. You still should say, Kam Levi the Rabbine. So Rish Lakish has no way out. Rish Lakish has to say, Hamani Rab Meir. We know Rab Meir. A Meir from the Mishnah and Makkas on the previous daf on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Mark Oda Rab Meir holds Loik and Mishalim. And there are many other Gemaras where Rabbi Meir says, Loki Mishal. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah, Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. That's ganz good. Mishnah goes like Rabbi Meir. But here it means, Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, it's a Loika Aloche, because we don't paskin like Rabbi Meir and Makkas. The Rish Lakish is giving a Dechik Pshat. The Mishnah only goes like Rabbi Meir, doesn't go like the Chachamim. The Mishnah is a Loika Aloche. And that's what the Gemara says. What motivated Rabbi Yechanan to disagree with Rish Lakish? Because Rish Lakish takes a Stam Mishnah and he says, we don't paskin like it. Usually we assume, Alochik is Stam Mishnah. That's the last 10 lines on Lamed Dalet on the basis. Gemara says, Bishleim Rabbi Yechon Lama Ke Rish Lakish, the Kamukim Loki Rabbanon. Rish Lakish says, it's the Mishnah, Eilu Nari, so Shaloi Kaloche. Rabbi Yechon gives the Pshat that it is, the Mishnah is Kaloche. That we don't apply Tana the Bechizkia to Malkus. But Rish Lakish holds that Tana the Bechizkia applies to Malkus the Mammon also. He has no choice. Yes, the same Mishnah goes like Rabbi Meir. Then the Gemara is bothered with a question. The Mishnah says that there's a contrast. Eile narisheish lahem knas, that's by Chavi Lavin and Chavi Krisis, because all you have is Malkus. So there, there's no problem, there's no issue of come levi dirabine. But Mashaina came by what? Apopi Shahin Bihikares, even though Habalachos has Karis, ain't by Mrs. Bezin. Then the next Mishnah says, Abal Abu Albito, this Miso, so then you do say come levi dirabine. So now the question begs itself, according to Reish Lakish, who claims the Mishnah goes like Rab Meir, that he holds Loike Mishalim. So the Mishnah is telling me that Rab Meir agrees that ain't on a Mesa Mishalim. Gemara says, so what do you do with the Braisa? Where there's a Machlekes, Rab Meir Nachachamim, Gona V'Tovach B'Shabbos, Gona V'Tovach Lavoy Dezor. Tovach B'Shabbos is Chayiv Misa. Tovach Shochet Lavoy Dezor is also Chayiv Misa. He worships Lavoy Dezor, Chayiv Misa. So it says Rab Meir is Machayiv. Rav Meir says that Yechayv Dalad Vehei. So if Rav Meir holds Yechayv Dalad Vehei, he doesn't hold from the whole din of Kamlai Vidrabinim. So what does he do with the Pasuk? He's not Gurus the whole din. He doesn't hold the whole din of Kamlai. Even Misa doesn't Pata from Mammon. So the Gemara says, how can Rish Lakish interpret that the Mishnah goes Aliba the Rav Meir? The Rav Meir holds Lekin and Mishalman. The Mishnah Makkas, Rav Meir holds Lekin Mishalim, but Rav Meir seems to hold even Mesa Mishalim. And that's against our Mishnah. That was the Kasha. So Reish Lakish says, no, it's talking Taveach HaYadei Acher. It's not talking, there's no Machlokes by the Kamlei B'Dirabanei. The Machlokes are Me'en Rabbanon and the Braise, where the Gona V'Tovach L'Avidazar, Gona V'Tovach B'Shabbos, is not a Machlokes about Kamlei. We're talking about Taveach HaYadei Acher. So what is the Machlokes? One could have said, oh, Machlokes is whether Yesh Shaliach Ledvar Aver by Dalad Hay. So that the Gemara assumes that can't be. So that's what Tosfos that you see from the Gemara. The hell that's Loinitan Lahayom. Everybody seems to subscribe to that. Yesh Shaliach Ledvar Aver. This is one of the three exceptions to the rule. What were the three exceptions to the rule? One is all the Mishnais and Me'ila that everybody agrees to. That's Mishnais. And then you have a Mishnah in Hamafkid that Shaliach Yad Bepikadin Yesh Shaliach Ledvar Aver. And then you have over here the third exception to the rule by Tavach HaMocha, the Dalad Ei Yechayv even Ayidei Shliach. So the Gemara does want to say that's the Machlokes. So what is the Machlokes? So the Gemara says, oh, the Shaila is Reb Shimon and the Rabbanim. Machlokes Reb Shimon and Rabbanim. In order to be Chayiv Dalad Vehe, you have to have Tavach HaMocha, you have to shecht it. What if you shecht an animal that's a treifa? Is that called a shechita? Is not called a shechita. So the shechita's treifa is a shechita. It's matam dein avela, but it's not a shechita. It's not mata b'achilum. So it has some dinim like shechita, some dinim like not like shechita. There are more paskins in simon and yerideh simon yutes. You don't see a bracha if you know in advance that the animal is a treifa. You don't see a bracha, even though the shechita is chal at time dein avela. Rashi holds that you do see a bracha. Shuvas Rashi holds that you do see a bracha on shechita's treifa. So that's a machlokes of Shimon and the Rabbanon. Rashi quotes the top Rashi Lamedalam and Aleph in three different places. When they get to Osel Yazbeno, when they get to Kisei Hadam, and in Perek Merubah, when they get to Dalavei. The Gemara says there that we paskan a compromise. They shouldn't think that this Reb Shimon is from outer space. We don't hold like him. No, the Mishnah holds partially like Reb Shimon. We paskan like Reb Shimon that Shechita Sheni Ruya Lav Shmo Shechita when they get to Kisei Hadam. Why did we split the Psak? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi is the one who edited the Mishnayos, and he wrote the Mishnayos in such a way that he adopted the Shita of Reb Shimon, Shechita Sheni Ruya, only Benegeir to Kisei Hadam. Why is that? Because that's how it says in the Chumash. Who knows Chumash? Isha Sheishcha Chayo Pamachane Hashe Yeochel. It says the phrase Hashe Yeochel. By Yosef Yezbeno, it doesn't say Hashe Yeochel. It says, by Dalad Dehei, it says, Tvocha Mechara. It doesn't say, Tvocha Vacholoi. But by Kisei Hadam, it says, Ashiye Yochel. So the Gemara says, Reb Yehuda HaNasi, the editor of the Mishnah, has made a compromise, and that's how he paskan, that Shechita Sheini Ruya, Lav Shmo Shechita, vis-a-vis Kisei Hadam. That if you shech chickens and turkeys, you need Kisei Hadam. But if you know in advance that this one is a treifa, so we pass on Shechita Sheni Ruya Lav Shmo Shechita Benegeir to Kisei Hadam. So you shouldn't think it's such a far out opinion. See, it's the Rishonim asking, and that's what they answer. The Braisa has Machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim. The Chachamim are Reb Shimon. Rav Meir holds Yechayv Dalavei. The Chachamim are Reb Shimon. You call Reb Shimon Chachamim. It's such a Shechita Yechidah. So the Rishonim say it's not such a shita yichidah. Sometimes we paskin by kisei adam. We do paskin like Rav Shimon, and the Mishnah is there in Chulin by kisei adam presented like that. B'chachamim Imran. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi edited the Mishnah. So he wrote it in such a way. He didn't write the Mishnah, but he edited it. So he touched it up over there. He presented Rav Shimon bar Yochai's opinion as if that's the accepted opinion. That is the accepted opinion. Kisei adam. So that's, you shouldn't be surprised over here that it says v'chachamim poitrim. How do you say chachamim? And ishiti chidah of Rav Shimon is not a ishiti chidah. So this Bryce that presents Rav Shimon as if that's the majority opinion, disagreeing with Rav Meir. Rav Meir mechayev v'chachamim poitrim. The reason why the poitrim is called shchita shenruya, lav shmo shchita. The Gemara in Bava Kamma here Tosis quotes. The Tosis lamed gimel lamed beis dima mascha ganav shara niskam. So they quote this: the Gemara in Bava Kamma ayin zayin lamed beis. It is a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. If one would have adopted the position of Reb Shimon, that shchita shenruya lav shmo shchita. So if I do tovach, a ganav does tovach hamacha on shor that pays dalavay. What if he does tovach on a shor that's a treifa? So the shor that's a treifa is also bachila. That's called shchita sheni ruya. To be called shchita sheni ruya, you don't need that it should be also ba. No, as long as it's also bachila, it's called shchita sheni ruya. It's not mata bachila. So according to Reb Shimon, if the ganav stole an animal, a shor said, which happens to be a treifa, you can't be chayv dalav dehe for tovach. What about for mochar? What if the ganav stole an animal which is treifa? So tovach doesn't apply. Would it be chayv if mochar? He sells the behemoth. Or what if he stole an animal that's kachin? And it's impossible to do mochar. Mecher is not chal. Whenever the ganav steals any animal, it's ein on the mecher dov shein shaloi. What's he selling? An animal doesn't belong to him. But at least it lends itself to mechira. So if you have Yish v'shini v'shus, so then the mechira will be chal. But if he stole behemas kachim, so it just doesn't lend itself to mechira at all. So is there a halacha that says you only chayv on tovach if it could possibly be mochar? You only chayv on mochar if it could possibly be tovach? Or no, tovach or mochar, tovach or mochar. If you do tvicha, you chayv, you do mechira chayv. So that's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, you chayv on tovach even if you can't do mochar, even if it's a behemas kachim. And Yechayv HaMachar, even if he can't do Tovach, namely, if you hold like Reb Shimon, the Shchita Shenivuya, Lav Shmo Shchita. So if the Shorva said that the Ganav stole happens to be a Treifa, it's not Shach to have Tovach, but you can still have Machar. So we pass on like Reb Yechanan. And Reish Lakish says, no, you only Chayv on Tovach or Machar if you could have either had Tovach or Machar. But if you couldn't have had one or the other, then even the one that you can have, you're not Chayv. Right? That's Reish Lakish's opinion. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha. Tosis is bothered with Akasha. Here the Brisa talks on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Gone of the Tovach Lavo de Zora. Gone of the Tovach de Shabbos. So by shechting it, he makes it also. He shechts laborizam makes it also bahano. What about God? I'm sharan nisko. He stole the animal. Was already a sharan nisko. The animal was already sharan nisko. God, I'm sharan nisko the tocho. When he stole it already, was a shor shenig madina lemisa. Was already sharan nisko. So there's a brayse in Bava Kamma and Daf Memhei. The Tosis quotes all over the place. The brayse says, when you have a shor shaharagas adam, whether a tam or a muad. The Baal HaShor only pays Kofer if the Shor kills the fourth time. Shor Amud, Shor Haragas Adam, then the Baal HaShor pays Kofer. But the Shor is Chai Misa, he's supposed to make a Gemara Dan Misa even the first time. Even a Shor Tam, Shor Haragas Adam. That's why the Gemara asked the Kasha and Bava Kamma, how does the Shor ever live so long that there should ever be an institution of Kofer? You give the Shor Skilom and he kills the first time. So how did it get to kill the second time and the third time and the fourth time that the Baal HaShor pays Kofer? So the Gemara says the Shor ran away. The Baal HaShor hit it. Akasha famais. They made the Gemara din lemisa and the Shor ran away. You didn't kill it. So what is a Shor on this skull? A Shor Shenigma dina lemisa, even a shor tam, it kills an adam. Nigma dina lemisa, bez makes a gmar din. So what's the din of a shor haniska la kaidim gmar din? So the Gemara says, mechor amachor. If I sell the shor to someone else before the gmar din, it's not yet awesome, I know. Lacha gmar din, mechor ein amachor. After Bez made the Gemara, then it's already awesome. No, so you can't sell it to someone else. That's our price on Daf Mem Hei in Bava Kam. Mechor according Gemara Din, Machur, Mechor Lacha Gemara Din, because the Gemara Din asks Bano. If you should, let's say you have a Shor Shaharges or Adam, and I know the Bezin is going to make a Gemara Din Lemisa. They're about to make, so I run quickly and I shecht it. So Shchoto Kodim Shenig Badino Lemisa. If Shchot Alachish and Digma Din Lemisa, it's going to be Asabano. It doesn't help if Shchot, because Digma Din already made it Asabano. So the Brisa says, if I have a Shor Haniskal Shenigma Din Lemisa, Mecharena Mocher, the sale is not valid. That's why there's a famous Kasha that the Tzai Sachoshin asks. There's a Gemara in Gittin Davchav. That if the husband divorces his wife by writing the get on a piece of paper that's also b'ano, so the Gemara says, Kosval Yisri Hano is kosher. The get is good. So the Ktzoy says the kasha. But it, since it's also b'ano, so it can't be makna the piece of paper to the wife. So how does he do the nesinus haget? Don't you have to be makna the piece of paper to the wife? So the Ktzoy came up with a chiddush. No, there's no need to be makna. All you need is v'nosam. You need nesina. You don't need hakno. Because if he writes the get on Yisuri Hano, he can't be makn Yisuri Hano. That's the price on Daf Mem Hei. Can't be makn Yisuri Hano. No, the guy knows it's not of no value. He knows I'm not cheating him. He knows that it's also about no.
Why can't you do a kinyan?
That's a good question. Why can't you make it? Why is Mechor Ein HaMocher? Why is Mechor Ein HaMocher? Why should there be such a deal? So some Rishonim hold that Yisuri Hano are not Shalom. Where'd they get that? The Yisuri Hano are not Shalom? You didn't have to say, based on this, Brisa Mechor Ein HaMocher, Ein HaShaloi. You can say that it's Shaloi, but it's Ein HaBishusoi. They're two different things, Shaloi or Bishusoi. So there's a Machlekes HaTanoim in Bava Kama and Daf Samach Tes. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah from Maseches Maaseh Sheni. And it's a machlokes amarayim, Rabbi Yechanan Vishloka, which Tana to paskin like. And we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, like that Tana, that in order to be a full Bailam, you have to have Shalom Ubin Shusai. If I have a behemoth and someone stole it, or I don't have a behemoth, I have an automobile, and someone once stole my automobile, and we didn't know where it was. So the automobile is Shali, they stole my automobile twice. So when they steal the automobile, I don't know where it is, so then it's Shalom Dein Abishusai. Then it's Shali, it belongs to me, but it's Ein Abishusai. Abishusai means, it doesn't have to be, it's in my garage, or to have it parked in the street, to have it parked in a parking lot. It's not Bishusi literally, but whatever is Shali is automatically Bishusi, unless it's stolen. I don't know where it is. Then it's Shali, then it's Bishusi. So we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, that in order to be a full Bailam, to be able to be Makna, to be able to be Mafkir, to be able to be Magdish, it has to be Shali or Bishusi. Shali, then it's Bishusi. Gozov lanas yasha Bailam, shnei mein achal lakdishai. That's in Baba Kama and Daf Samach Tes. Beginning of Baba Tzi, also the Sugi of Tokf, okay? Has to be Shali or Bishusi. So one could have said that Mechor Ein HaMocher, after the Gemar Din, that the Shor is also Mano, you could say Mechor Ein HaMocher, this sale is not valid, because the Yisuri Hano are not Shalom. Some Rishonim say not Shalom. Other Rishonim say no. The Ktzoy says no. Ein HaBishusi. What do you have to say? It's Ein HaShaloi. In order to be able to be moicheret, in order to be able to transfer ownership, you have to be a full bialim, has to be shaliyah b'shusi. Once the thing is asmanos, I have no access to it. The halacha says I'm not allowed to get hanah from it. That's why mechor ein hamocher. Because I don't have the ability to be moicheret to someone else. But the Gemara seems to say, mechor ein hamocher, the sale is not valid. So that's what the Ktzoy has, that famous kasha. Gemara Gittan Daf Chav says, Ksova Yisuri Hano, the husband wrote a get on a piece of paper that's also Hano, and he gives the get to his wife, is Megureshes, it's a good get. So he asks, but don't you have to have Haknoas on the yard to the Isha? You have to be Makne. Yisuri Hano is either Enosh Olai Rene Bishusa, you can't be Makne to the other person. So that Seis came up with this fantastic Chiddush. There's no requirement to be Makna to get. All you need is an Asinus Aget. You don't need Haknoas Aget. That's a problem. We spoke about the problem already. We have an institution of Kinya Chotzer. How do you know there's such a thing as Kinya Chotzer? Kinya Yad is Pshutu Shal Mikra. That's Torah Shebichzav. Because it says in two places. It says by the get, V'nosan B'yoda. So the Gemara establishes based on that Pasuk there exists the Kinyan Yad. And then it says by the Ganef in Parshas Mishpatim, He Motzi Simotze B'yoda HaGneva, Chayim Shnai Mishal Megalef only pays Kefil, only Chay B'yonsan pays Kefil, he made a Kinyan Gneva. So the Torah says, Mefurish, Torah Shebichzav, Motzi Simotze B'yoda, that there's a Kinyan Yad. Then the Gemara says, how do you know that by the get, even a Kinyan Chotzer is so good? How do you know by the get, even a Kinyan Chotzer is also good? So the Gemara says, Motzi Simotze Mikomakom, Kefoshen, is marbe even chotzen. How do you know by the get is good? Venosan. Venosan the yada, ainly aliyada chatzer, menainta amlam and venosan mikamakam. So we derive that there exists a kinyan chotzer from the pasuk by get and from the pasuk by ganav. Ganav has to have a kinyan geneva. So if the tzais is right, that by get you don't need kinyan, all you need is nesina, how did you prove? How does one prove from venosan the yada that there exists a kinyan chotzer? Maybe it's called Nesina, maybe it's not good for Kenyan purposes. So you're going to have to give some kind of an answer. But that's a weak point in the position of the Ktsois, that the Ktsois things that it get, you see from that Gemara Ksav Alisari HaNoah, that you don't need Haknoas HaGet, all you need is a Mais and Nesina.
And the Gemara says that how you get to where you have to pick over where there's a shore, you have a short time, and then it ran away. If the short time of the thing we're dealing with the first time, the means of the first time, shouldn't still be, there's no thing to go there? How's that answer the question? Because now, the shoes are not shalom of the owner. So why
did
he pay
kofar? You mean maybe the only time he pays kofar is if it was not nigmar dino. The show ran away, never had a gmar din. Okay, that'll depend whether you hold the Yisrael HaNoz Einu Shaloi. If Yisrael HaNoz becomes Einu Shaloi, so he can't be chayv kofar. It's not his behema. But if all the Yisrael HaNoz are Shaloi, it's just that it's Einu B'shu, so it's Shaloi. So he will be chayv kofar. Okay.
If the Ganavim let it go, And then it kills
off.
There's shanks like that, right?
Is
it damaged
afterwards? Potsu listim, hotsu listim, and potsu listim, yeah? Okay. So I don't know if it says that the listim
are chayv
kofar.
The listim, the original owner.
The original owner.
It's chayv in damages or no? It's not, right?
I don't remember. Gotta look in the Gemara, so I don't remember.
Even if you say that it's that the issue with Yisrael HaNoz that it's not shalom, could it be that that's just mitzad bylos in terms of if I can't use it, so then it's that's the whole thing we care about whether or not you could use it.
But right.
If it's just in terms of, I mean, it's still technically his cow whether or not it's Yisrael HaNoz. So mitzad paying for it after another damage, it still be shalom even though you can't use it. Just mitzad mechira. It's not a.
No, Zamir Shalom held that it's Ein Shaloi. Literally, the Holy Yisrael HaNoi, Ein Shaloi.
You pay after the.
You don't pay. You don't pay. If it was Nigma Dina Lemisa,
Lord
Nigma Dina Lemisa is not yet Osabano. Nigma Dina Lemisa is Osabano. Then you wouldn't pay. He's right. If it was Nigma Dina, he held after Nigma Dina Osabano, Yisrael HaNoi is not Shaloi. So then he wouldn't be held responsible. He wouldn't have to pay. That is correct. You know, we have this in Shulchan Aruch, this discussion, whether Yisrael HaNoi is Ein Shaloi. You have an Hilchas Erev Pesach. Let's say a man is not observant and he doesn't sell his chametz. He has chametz on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So the Gemara says chametz Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Also ba'anu min haTorah. Then the guy dies and the chametz goes birusha to his children. And the children are observant. So do they have to go run quickly to burn the chametz? Or should I say no? Erev Pesach after Chatzos, the chametz is also ba'anu. Yisrael HaNoi Re'ena Shaloi, so it doesn't belong to the father. Father dies, he can't go Birusha. It only goes Birusha if the Morish, if the person who died, owned it. But if he doesn't own it, so it can't go Birusha. Aisa, if he does not, has he in violation of Bayroi by Matze? So the Gemara Taka says, Shnei Dvar Menim B'Shusav Shalodam, V'Asan HaKasukilahim B'Shusav, one is Chametz Mishay Shalosan Lamaila. Chametz erev Pesach after Chatzos, b'sheish also lamayla, is also b'hanoah. So the lashon Gemara shnei dvarim meina b'shusa shalodim. So the Tzoyis Achoshin says, you see from the Gemara, from Rashi, that the Chametz is shalom. Yisirei hanoah av shalom, just that it's saying that b'shusa. B'shusa means you have access to it. Just like when the Ganav stole my car, it was saying that b'shusa, I didn't have access. So even if I have the Chametz in my home, I don't have access to it, because it's also b'hanoah. So the Tzoyis says, Mechorei ena mochor is because it's saying the b'shusa, not because it's saying the shalom. It is shalom, but it's saying the b'shusa. But other Rishonim disagree. Other Rishonim hold that shnei dvar made in b'shusa means ena shalom. That whatever is asbano is ena shalom. So what it means, so how do I violate bayua by matzah? I don't violate bayua by matzah if somebody else has chametz. So the Rishonim use a melitza. He has a kinyan isa. He doesn't have a kinyan according to choshem ish, but he doesn't have a kinyan mamon, because he's sirei hanoah, not shalom. But he has a kinyan isa. Shnei dvar meinim b'shusa shalom. Masan hakasu kila heim b'shusa. Lavar olav b'bayirah b'yimatzei. So that's called a kinyan isa. So then they quote a gemara. Then Achrenim quote. There's a gemara in Gittin that kinyan mamon goes birusha. Kinyan isa doesn't go birusha. So if the father died, the father was not observant. The father had chametz in his b'shus in the middle of Pesach. He didn't sell the chametz, and he dies. Does the chametz go birusha to the children or not? So if you all that is sirei hanoah are shalom, just that it's ain't a b'shusai. So if it's shalom, so it goes birusha to the children. So the children who are religious, they're observant. They have to run quickly and burn the chametz. They have to dispose of it right away. But if you all like those who show the chametz is ain't a shalom, so why is the father in violation of bayura by motzei kinyan isa? So the Gemara has a lashon egitin kinyan isura lamaris sinish libre. Kinyan isa doesn't go birusha to the children. Only kinyan mamon. Kinyan isa doesn't go birusha. So that's where it's discussed in Shulchan Aruch. This machlokes. The Chagankiv has a discussion of it. The Mishnah Brura quotes the discussion. Levi Yehuda has a tshuva about this. Bahar Chava, the whole topic, whether Yisur HaNoah in this machlokes or Rishonim, Beferish. Some Rishonim hold Yisur HaNoah Reinu Shaloi, and others say no, not to be, does mean Reinu Shaloi. Means that it's Reinu Bishus, so you don't have access. Yeah, there is a Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara says that there's a Mishnah in Sukkah that Esrik Shal Orlo is not acceptable on Sukkot. Why is it no good? What's wrong with Esrik Shel Arlo? What's the psul? So the Gemara says, one opinion, because you have to have heter achila. And Esrik is a pre eitz hoder, and a pre means that it's kosher. If it's a trefa Esrik, so it's not called pre. And the other opinion is, no, the first 2 days of Sukkot you need shalachem. So since Arlo is also ba'no, so it's ein bo din bailam. The first 2 days you need shalachem, and if it's asabah, no, ein bo din banim. So the Ritva, not Gemara, has this discussion. What do you mean, ein bo din banim? It means that it's ein shaloi. Some Rishonim say it's ein shaloi. And others disagree. No, it's not that ein shaloi. It's a b'shusa. But however you slice it, whether you see no, ein shaloi, ein b'shusa, the Gemara does say, in Bava Kama Daf Memhei, the Gemara quotes this braisa, if I shech the shara niskol, kodim shenig madin, or I sell the shara niskol, and you're allowed to eat it. If I shecht it before the Gemara Din, you're allowed to eat it. But lacha shenig madinai, shchata asa b'hanoah, because the Gemara Din asa is b'hanoah. And b'chorein ha-mocher, the sale is not valid. Why is the sale now valid? Either because zeinu shali, or because it's zeinu b'shusi, one or the other, the pashtus. Either zeinu shali or zeinu b'shusi.
Rabbi, I think, indicated that by Yerusha,
Right. So how can we even say that by the Mishusa? Right. In order to sell, that's the Gemara Bava Kama. In order to be able to sell to be magdish to be mafke to be paid a Maishin Sheni, you need a full bialus. That's to be Shaloi Bishusa. That's a machlekes HaTanoim. That's a machlekes HaBiechan HaBishlokich. Which tan is the opinion to accept? And we follow HaBiechanan that we adopt that position in the Mishnah in Maishin Sheni. That in order to be a full bialim to have the bialis to sell, you have to have shaloi u'bishusa. If somebody shaloi, they ain't a bishusa, not.
Okay, but Yerusha doesn't require as much.
Yeah, Yerusha, to whatever extent I own it, so to that extent it goes over. If it's shali, they ain't a bishusa, so the children will get shaloi, they ain't a bishusa. Whatever assets the Moirish has, that goes by Yerusha to the children.
Also, how come, we need to soak in? By the Gat and by the Gnei Kepha.
That's such a good question. The Gemara asks it. The Gemara explains if it would have only been written there, would have not learned that there. It would have been written there, wouldn't learn that. But once you have both together, so everything is covered. So that's the question. But the Gemara says everything is covered. And you're learning out from there that there exists a Kenyan Chotzer and a Kenyan Yad. Kenyan Yad is Torah Shebichsav, Kenyan Chotzer is Torah Shebalpeh. So the question is, but according to the Ktzais HaChayshen, he says that all you need by get is Nesina, so how can you learn out anything? So that's where there are those who reject the Ktzais. Ephraim learns in the Rambam that you do need Haknoas HaGet. I said, if the get Ktzav al Isuri Hano, if you write the get on Isuri Hano, so the Gemara says, Mechor Ein HaMachor, so how can you be mocked in the get to the Isha? So Rabbi Natan comes to the rescue. What is Tosis' quote over here, the last line? Here on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis Limamaschu Ganav Shara Niskov. The Tosis writes on the last line, Ula Rabbi Natan, everything is Nicha, everything is fine. Tosis, we're going to have to discuss, what is Rabbi Natan Shita? Rabbi Kevegi refers you to the Tosis in Zvachim. And then there's a Tosis in Sanhedrin, also on Daf Pei. The same Tosis appears there. Rabbi Natan claims that a Shara Niskal is Muta Bahanoam Echaim. After they make the Gemara, then it's still Mutabah No. So what does it say in the Gemara? Mechor Ein HaMachor? The Gemara says, Shchoto Lacha Shenig Madinoi is also Bahano. Why? Because Shchoto, now it's dead. The animal is dead. You shouldn't think, Rabbi Natan says, you shouldn't think that it's only also Bahano after you do Skila. What if the animal gets a heart attack and it dies a natural death? Or if you shecht it? Once the animal is dead, then it's also banor, because the pasuk says lo yeochel es bisaroi. It's only called basar after it's dead. Calls man it's alive, it's not called basar. So Rabbi Natan denies that the Gemardin creates an isa hano. The Gemardin makes it that after the animal will be dead, then it'll be also banor. So according to Rabbi Natan, what is it saying in the Gemara that shchato lachashenig mandino also banor? Yeah, because shchato, so it's dead. So it's lo yochel es bizarre. What about mechor ein hamachor? How does Rabbi Natan read the brayso mechor ein hamachor? He says it doesn't mean the sale is not valid. No, the sale is valid. The mechira is valid. Mechor ein hamachor. What it means is like this: shor shaharges adam koydim shenig madino mechor hamachor. If I sell it to someone else, so the shor is off the hook. The shor will not get. The bezna has to stop the music. They can't make a gmar din lemisa. Because you have to have it, should belong to the same person from the beginning to the end. Machlekes Hatanoim. Machlekes Hatanoim, where the Shor Hefker Shoharag is Chai Misa. So we pass on Shor Hefker Shoharag is Chai Misa. So it doesn't matter, even if it doesn't belong to anybody, it's Chai Misa. But according to the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Shor Hamidbar, Shor Hefker Shoharag is Adam is not Chai Misa. So if you all like Rabbi Yehuda, then it has to have the same owner from the beginning to the end. So if mechora mochor, if I sell the shor before nigmadino, mechora mochor, the shor is off the hook. You just prevented the bezin from making a gmardin lemisa. Mechora mochor means the sale is valid and you saved the life of the animal. The bezin can't make a gmardin because he had a different owner. The shor had a different owner b'shas when he killed the person. Now he has a different owner when bezin is about to make the gmardin. But if he sold the shor after the gemardin mechor ein hamachor, the Rabbi Natan learned, doesn't mean the sale is not valid. The sale is valid. It's mutabah no, according to Rabbi Natan. Of course the sale is valid. The sale is valid. The only thing is that the sale will not save the life of the animal. It was already nigmadin alamisa. So whenever the animal will be killed, it already has a gemardin. When the animal will die a natural death, one will give it skila, one will shecht it, it'll be osabah no, because we already made the gemardin. So according to the Rabbi Natan, that this Gemara that says Mechor Ein HaMachor doesn't mean the sale is not valid. Because the Rabbi Natan holds it can't say the sale is not valid. The Shor HaNiskal is Muta Banoa Mechaim. It's only Osa Banoa, either Lacha Misa, Lacha Skila, Lacha Shchita. Because man, it's alive, it's not called Basar. It says Le'yochel Es Basar. It's not called, a live animal is not called flesh. It's called an animal. After it's dead, you call it flesh. Basar means food that you can eat. While it's alive, it's not called Basar. So according to Rabbi Natan, there is no Gemara anywhere in Shas that says that you can't sell Isuri Hano. Because this Gemara is not Isuri Hano. When this Gemara says Mechor Ein HaMachor, it doesn't mean that the sale is not valid. It means the sale will not part to the animal from the Chi of Misa, because they already made the Gemara Din Misa. So it could be even if you hold not like the Rabbeinu Tam, even if you hold that the Shor and Niskal is also Banu Amichayim, like Rov HaRishonim hold, once Bez makes the Gemar Din Lamisa, the Shor and Niskal is also Banu. But it could be Mechor and Mechor, the Ktzais HaChayshin took that Gemar. You see from the Gemara, you can't sell Yisuri Hano. Why can't you sell? So some Shorim said it's Ainu Shaloi, some said that it's Ainu Bishusai. It could be that we don't accept that. It could be that Yisuri Hano are Shaloi, and they are Bishusai, and they are Bishusai. And Mechor and Mechor doesn't mean that the sale is not valid. It means the Mechiru will not part of the animal from the death penalty. Mechor and Mechor means Lotoel HaMechiru, Lefotro LaBeinu. So it could be that that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. Rav Chaim thought like that. You have to say like that because Rav Chaim disagreed with the Ktzais. Ktzais says that by a get you don't need Hakno, all you need is Nesina. So it's the obvious question. How do we derive from the two psukim, from Himotzi Simotza Biyodo and Benosam Biyodo, how do we derive from them to call a Tarakula that there exists a Kinyan Yad and a Kinyan Chotze? Maybe all you see by the get is that it's called the Nesina. So you have to say you need a haknoah by the get. Pashtus is not like the Tzais. Now Rambam like that. Because Gerishin, you do need a haknoah saget. Hi, but it's a haknoah mechor ein mechor. So one could answer like the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam is forced into interpreting like that because his opinion is that to show on this kol mechaim is mutabano. You can't say mechor ein mechor. The sale is not valid. Sale is valid, but the sale didn't part of the animal. It didn't save the life of the animal. We're going to give this. Going to give the animal the skila. So you could even say, Shaniskal is also banu amichayim, but it's shaloi ubir shusai, but it's. So why does the Gemara say shnei dvarim b'shusar shalodim? Why does the Gemara say shnei dvarim b'shusar shalodim? What does the Gemara say in Sukkah? Gemara in Sukkah says esrik shel orla is puzzle. Why? So the Gemara gave two reasons. One reason because a pre Eitzada has to have a heter achila. It's also a achila, you can't call that a pre. Pre means a kosher fruit. And the other opinion in the Gemara, because Einbo din mamen. In order to be Eitzada the first 2 days, you need shalachem. Lekachtam lachem is shalachem. And if it's Yisuri Hano, it's not called shalachem. So why is it not called shalachem? So Rashi on that Gemara doesn't say because Einu Shaloi. Rashi says because Yisuri Hano are not shaver pruta. That's a Mishnah in Kiddushin. You can be Kaddish and Isha B'Kesef or B'Shove Kesef, but it has to be at least the Shove Pruta. So the Mishnah, the end of the second parak in Kiddushin, gives you a whole list of all of the Suri Hanoa. That if you're Kaddish and Isha with the Suri Hanoa, it's Ein Bo Shove Pruta, because if you go and you sell it, it's not worth a Pruta. So that's why the Kiddushin is no good. Not because the Suri Hanoa are not Shalom, not B'Shusa, no. Maybe it is Shalom, it is B'Shusa. But it's not good for Kiddushin because it's not called Shavu'ah Pruta. So that's how Rashi learns in Sukkah also. In order to be Yoytzei Shalachem by Dalanin in the first 2 days, it has to be a Shavu'ah Pruta. So since the Esrog is Osa B'Hanoah, so it's not Shavu'ah Pruta, so it's not called Shalachem. That's how Rashi learns on the Gemara. There's one Tana says that you're not Yoytzei B'Sukkah Shula. If I ain't on Yoytzei B'Sukkosu Shal Chaveira, just like in the first 2 days of Sukkahs, in each shalachem on the dalad minim. So there's a Tana Reb Lezer holds. I can't be yotze with someone else's sukkah. So Rashi writes on the Gemara when the Gemara discusses this machlekes satanaim. What if you have a sukkah that's on b'shutfis by all of Klal Yisrael? Kol adas Yisrael yeshu basukkas. So Gemara says sounds from the Chumash that everybody can sit in one sukkah. So Rashi says everybody's going to be a shutif in the sukkah. It won't be magia shavu'ah pruta lechol echad v'echad. It won't be. It belongs to him. But to be called shalachem, to be yotzei mitzvah, you need a shir shavu'ah pruta. That's what Rashi says by the sukkah. If you're all like Reb Lezer, that you're not yotzei b'sukkosu shel chaveiroi, and Rashi says it by the lulav, by the esrog. If it's not shavu'ah pruta, so it's not. It is shalachem. It belongs to me, but it's not. It doesn't have the shir shalachem. In order to fulfill the mitzvah, you need a shir shalachem, that there should be a shaver pruta.
Shouldn't that be also anyway? Because only say by love that you can't have the shutfis. You can't
the fruit, you can't contaminate. Yeah, the dalad minim shutfis is no good, but by sukkah shutfis is good.
Why? But if he's comparing, if they're the love,
it's a good kasha. I don't know. It's a good kasha. Good kasha, yeah.
Why would the Gemara have to say Mefetish Yura on a lulav of a Mishira? Mm-hmm. Why'd have to say Mitoshan Pshat, a weird Pshat that is not the right Shira? They could just say it's not worth a Shalachim.
Now, whether Shalachim is only going to knock it out the first 2 days when you need Shalachim. But Kites Mechdushor knocks it out for the whole of Sukkot, even when you don't need Shalachim.
The Gemara that Shneidvar Meir Rishushalam of Azal Pasuk Kilehim Rishusan, that shouldn't be a raya that Shad is that Yisrael Hanar Shalobin and Rishuso. It should be a raya the opposite way. Because the Gemara B'Makama brings that in context. The Gemara says that's talking, that compares that to a case of Hamakir Nizako. So if I'm makir, I leave something in the shuzaram and a hezek in the shuzaram and a makir, it's not mine, it's not rishusi. And still, the Gemara makes that dinya that for rishusi is kilu rishusi. So
what do you see? That expression, ain't a rishusi means ain't a shalom. Okay, good. That's what Hefa says. Some rishonim hold like that. And Nikzais thinks that that's not correct. He thinks it's a machloek zerishanim. He admits.
So just arrived from here should be arrived the opposite way. Because the context of the Gemara uses it in a case where it's in Shalom.
By the Bar Bishus Aram, yeah. But why did he use, why did the Tana use this Loshen Eina Bishusa? He should have said Shnei Dvar Meina Shaloi. So maybe he used the Loshen Eina Bishusa because one of the two things he mentioned is Chametz Mishay Shal Solomai. So that really is Shalom, just that it's Eina Bishusa. Maybe the Barbishus Rabbim is Mamish Eina Shaloi. Barbishus Rabbim is one of the two. So that's Eina Shaloi. But he wanted to cover, he wanted to say one Loshen on both. So he said, I'm not a full Bailam. By the Barbishus Rabbim is Eina Shaloi. And by the Chometz Mishay Shal Salamai, there's Eina Bishusa Shalod. So maybe that's why he used that Loshen. Eina Bishusa Shalod. Anyway, this is, getting back again. So let's start again. There's a din of Dalad Dehei. Only applies to Ganav, doesn't apply to Gazlan, only applies to Shor Baseh. Kefil, you chayiv kefil on anything that you gamda, a Ganav. A Gazlan is not chayiv kefil. And Dalav Hei is only Tobach HaMachar on a Shor Baseh. So what if you have a situation where Tobach is not chayiv? If you hold like Reb Shimon, that Shechita Sheni Ruya Lav Shema Shechita, and the Shor Baseh that you stole happens to be a trefil. So you can't be chayiv on Tobach, on treifa koshchita sheni ruya. Would you be chayv on mochar? Alibi de Reb Shimon. Would you be chayv? So that's a machleg zab yechanam eish lokish. What if you stole a behemas kotchim? Behemas kotchim is not nitan lemechira. You can't sell it. So you can't be chayv on mochar. Would you be chayv on tovach? If you shecht it. So Reb Yechanan, we pass like Reb Yechanan. Yeah, you can be chayv on tovach without mochar. You can be chayv on mochar without tovach. Even though it's not possible to have both. Whatever you can do, you do, and you're chayv to pay dalvei. And Reish Lakish says, no, whenever it's not possible to have both Tovach and Mochar, then you're not chayv at all. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha. If you stole the Shara Niskal, that's how the Brisa sounds like it says, on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. It sounds like Gonav Shara Niskal, it was already a Shor Shenigma Dina Lemisa. I stole the Shor Shenigma Dina Lemisa, and then Tovach and Mochar. So there's a, and then what? And then Tovach. Mocher Tosis says is out of the running. It's Isuri Hanoah. Isuri Hanoah is not shaykh to sell. So shouldn't this brisa be a kasha against Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish says when you only chayv tovach if you could have done mocher, you only chayv mocher if you could have done tovach. So just like Reish Lakish holds that by behemas kochim, since it's impossible to have mocher, so you're not even chayv on tovach, so it should be the same. But God, I'm sure on this call, Shenig Madino, is Isuri Hano. So you can't sell it. It's Isuri Hano, Mechorein HaMachor. That's a Brisa Daf Mem Hei Amar Aleph, from Bava Kama. Mechorein HaMachor, Lacha Shenig Madino Lamisa. So you can't do Mechira. So since the animal doesn't lend itself to Mechira, so Reish Lakish should have crossed out the whole Brisa over here. How come the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Ein Zayin, doesn't quote this price as a kasha against Reish Lakish? So Tosis sends off, according to Rabbi Natam, is no kasha. Why? According to Rabbi Natam, the Shoran Nisko Mechayim is Muta Bahano. Aye, but it says in the price, Mechor Eina Mechor, So the Rabbeinu Tam explained in Zvachim Daf Ayin Aleph, where Rabbi Kivege quotes, and in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Amid Beis, a gigantic Taisus goes from Amid Aleph to Amid Beis. Rabbeinu Tam says, Mechorin Amacha doesn't mean the sale is not valid. The sale is valid, but Mechorin Amacha means we haven't saved the life of the animal. We didn't accomplish to save the life of the animal. If you sell the animal before Nigmadino, so then if you are like that Tana, that a Shor Hefker, Shor Agas Adam is not Chayiv Misa, has to belong to the Bailim, so it has to belong to the same Bailim, Bishas Hariga, when it killed the Adam, and Bishas Gemardin. So if I sold it before the Gemardin, so it's not one Bailim, so then Mechor HaMachor, the Behem is off the hook. But if I sold it after Nigmadino, so the Mechir is valid. Fine. Why shouldn't it be valid? It's Mutabano. According to Rabbeinu Tam, there's no reason to say it's not valid. But Mechorin HaMachor means I haven't saved the skin of the animal. The animal's going to get the death penalty anyway. I didn't pot to the animal. So Tosfos says, if you all like the Rabbeinu Tam, there's no kasha, because the Mechira will be chal. You can sell the Shor Nisgal. Just Mechorin HaMachor, he potter miyoynish misa, but the sale is valid. If you all like the Rabbeinu Tam, it's not a kasha. But most of the Mishonim don't agree with the Rabbeinu Tam. The simple Gemara, other Gemaras in Sanhedrin, don't seem to support the Rabbeinu Tam. Boshim Shat is that the Shor HaNiskol is also Manu HaMichayim. From the moment the Bezdin makes the Gemar Din, Shor HaNiskol is already also Bahano. So why shouldn't I say that since it doesn't lend itself to Mechira, so Rish Lakish should say that it shouldn't be Chayiv even on Tobach? So what is Tosfos' answer? They say, no, the only time an animal doesn't lend itself to Mechira, Hasam V'yeshlema, Hasam Kachim Chamiri, there is snail Klal B'Mechira. The Gemara talks, if you have a behem, I stole a behemas kachim, and I shecht it. So if I would have sold it, not shecht to sell a behemas kachim. Not shecht to sell it, even with Yush, machine and shoes, no one's making any Yush on it. So it's not shecht to do mechir on behemas kachim. But over here, Tosfos says, I stole a behemah of a shor haniskal, and if I sell it to a goy, it will be chal. Why? Why if I sell it to a goy, will be chayiv shleima? There it's talking hasam behemas kachim chamiri. The thing is hegdish. The snail klal be mechira. Avol shor haniskal im kirena lo bekachavim. Then the mechira will be chal. What does he say? Ein teifa says dama. It's probably a misprint. Ein teifa says dama means something else. Tfisa dama means a different thing. If I sell basa b'chalov, and someone pays me $10 for this steak that was cooked with butter. So does the money become asa b'hanua? So the din is that the hegdish is teifas d'amav and peiris shviyas, peiris that grew in Eretz on Shemitah, teifas d'amav, and abad izaris teifas d'amav. And all the other suri hanua are not teifas d'amav. So they don't mean teifas d'amav. It's a melitza that's poorly used. They don't really mean teifas d'amav. What they mean is that if I sell it to a goy, the mechira will be chal. If I sell it to a Jew, mechor rein mechor. But if I sell to a guy, the mechira will be chal. Why will the mechira be chal? So apparently they think that Isuri HaNoah are shalom, and they are b'shusa. If it's ain't a shali, how can I sell? If it's ain't a b'shusa, if I can't sell it. They seem told that Isuri HaNoah are shalom, and they are b'shusa. The Gemara says, ain't modin mamin. The Gemara says in Sukkah, and Esrik shaloi lo is no good because ain't modin mamin. So Rashi seems to hold that it is shaloi and it is b'shusa, just that it's not shavapruto. In order to fulfill a mitzvah, we need shalachem has to have a minimum shabbos of a pruta. That's what Rashi seems to hold. So here, Tosfos seems to hold the reason why you can't sell Isuri HaNoah is you can't sell it to another Jew.
Kachim also you could sell. Good guy.
Kachim, they hold, doesn't lend itself. Mamish, not yours. Isuri HaNoah are mine. I have basa b'chalav. Oh, no, it is mine. I'm not allowed to get on off. I'm a kachim mamish. It's not shaykh to sell. So that's l'sneu b'mechira. But that's what they're distinguishing. Kachim, the Gemara there, you can't sell at all. So Rish Lakish, since it's not b'mechira, so it's not chayiv on tovach either. If Hashem, the kachim are not chayiv. You only chayiv tovach if you could have done mocha. You only chayiv mocha if you could have done tovach. But over here, in our case, with the shor haniskal is also b'hano, all the Rishonim accept the Rabbein and Tam hold. Shor haniskal is also b'hano. So he says, it is shaloi. The only thing is, if you sell it to another Jew, so he can't use it for anything. So maybe what they mean to say is that, what kinyan do you make on metal? How do you make a kinyan on metal? So you make Yad, and you make Chotzen, and you make Agbo, and you make Meshicha. So usually the Kinyan consists of Hachnosa L'Rishusai. So that's what he seems to hold. There's no Hachnosa L'Rishusai. Kinyan Chalipin is Chal on the Taltal Amosa. That's not based on Hachnosa L'Rishusai. But the Kinyanim of Yad and Chotzen, Agbo, Meshicha, all, we assume that it's Hachnosa L'Rishusai. So they seem to be implying that if you sell it to a guy, if you sell the Shoran Niskol to a guy who's, it's not from the Sheva Mitzvah's Ben Enoch, that he's not allowed to get Anor from a Shoran Niskol. He's allowed to get Anor. So if I sell to a guy, the Mechira will be valid. The Mechira will take effect. If I sell to a Jew, then the Mechira is not Chal. Because the whole Kinyan consists of Hachnosa L'Rishusa. So here there is no Hachnosa L'Rishusa. Because he's never going to be able to use it. They seem to hold that it is Shaloi and it is Beshusa. Why don't you say that it's ain't a Beshusa of the original owner? No. Since it used to be here, before it became Digmadin Lamisa. It was Shaloi and it was Beshusa. Then we made it Osabanom, it remained Shaloi and Beshusa. But to sell it to another Jew, he should acquire ownership, and it's going to begin on the left leg, it's going to begin as an ain't a Beshusa. So there's no Hachnosa Beshusa. So that sale is not valid. Mechor ain't a Mechor to a Jew. But if you sell to a guy, if you sell Yisra Anor to a guy, and it's not from the Shevitz, it's been enough. So the sale will be valid.
You said you can't sell it to a guy, you can sell it to a guy.
But he's not kind in the first place. He can't acquire ownership in the first place, not because acquiring ownership has to become Birshusai. The original owner, it used to be Shaloyo Birshusai. Then we made a Gmar Din Lamisa. So it's also Bahanoah. So we say it's still Bishusai. It started off Shaloi, where anything that's Shaloi is automatically Bishusai, unless it's stolen. If someone has a kinyan gnei, then it's ain't a Bishus. But just because there's an Isa Hanoah on it, that doesn't make it ain't a Bishusai. But to acquire ownership, Milchatchila, the Lakech should buy it and should enter into his Bishus, and he can't use it. So that, Taisa says, that's Machar Ein HaMachor. If you sell to a Jew, because there was no Hachnosa L'Rishusa. But if you sell to a guy, fine. So the guy, it's not from the Shevi Mitzvahs Ben Elch. So you sell to a guy, will be Chal. The Loshen that they use, it's not Teifes Domov. That's a difficult Loshen. The Teifes Domov, Al Pi Pashtus, is irrelevant over here. I looked in the Teisvi HaRosh. Teisvi HaRosh doesn't have the whole Teisus. I wanted to see what's the original Loshen. Doesn't have the whole Teisus. Then I looked in Bava Kama, on Dafayin Gimel. Teisus did on Dafayin Zayin. Bava Kama doesn't say a word. They don't have the whole discussion. The Shita Mekubetzes has the kasha, and they say, look in Tosis and Ksuvas Daf Lama Gimel. They don't tell you what Tosis said. Just says, look in Tosis and Ksuvas Lama Gimel. So it didn't help. My research didn't help. There must be some other set of Bali at Tosis. We have to check some more over here. But this Loshan, I think, is Megumgum, what it says in Tosis. But Tvisas Damim, I don't think that's what they mean. I think what they mean to say is that Isuri Hanor are Shaloi and are Bishusai, but I can't sell it to another Jew, because it won't be Bishusai of the Lakeach. So there's no Hachnasa L'Rishusai. But I can sell to a guy. So that is Shai.
And what if there is Tvisas Damim, by what? Which cases again?
The Gemara said there are three things. Well, Mishnah is in the end of the third parak and second parak in Kedushin. Mishnah says if I'm a Kaddish and Isha with Orla, or with Kloy HaKerem, or with Basa B'chola, if it's also Bano, the Kiddushin are not Chal. Well, what if Mechoron, the Kiddush B'demeim, I sold the Basa B'chola, I wasn't allowed to. I sold it and I made money on it, so I got Hanoah. And then I take the $10 and I'm a Kaddish and Isha. So that's not the Basa B'chola and Orla and Kloy HaKerem, I'm not Taifas Dama. So if I'm a Kaddish and Isha, she's Mekudeshes. But if I sold Hegdish is Taifas Dama. And Avodah Zarah tafes is dameha, the money becomes asmano, and perishvius are tafes in the name. When you sell perishvius to someone, they pay you money, so the money doesn't become asmano, the perishvius weren't asmano, the money becomes kaddish, bikdusha is perishvius. So you have to use the money to buy food and eat up the food before the zman abir of this particular fruit or vegetable. Every fruit or vegetable has a zman abir. All the zman abir in the eighth year. When the fruit of the vegetable is no longer available on the field. So the money that I got from selling perishvias has a kedusha as the main perishvias on it. So I have to take that money and buy food. I don't have to buy apples. I sold you apples. I don't have to buy apples. I can buy potatoes, I can buy wine, I can buy whatever food I want. And I have to eat that food before the Zman HaBir of the apples that I sold you. Whenever the Zman HaBir of the original fruit is, then I have to eat up that fruit. So those are the three dinim that are types of demand. Mishnah is like that.
According to this answer, though, it wouldn't help to go, let's say, to answer this question by get, because right, that's entering her rishus. So this is according to this answer, right? You still wouldn't be able to say that it would be able to be a kinyan. Unless it would be saying like her being tam would be even sort of more mako than the other.
Could be. Once you have the rabbin and tam's pshat, mechor and mechor, that it's not to be taken literally. All it means, Tosis clearly holds that if you sell Yisur HaNor to a Jew, Mecher is not Chal. The Tosis learned Mechor and Mecher literally. But they limit it. They say Mechor, if you sell the Shah Niskal, after Gmani, sell it to a Goy, then it is Chal. Sell it to a Jew, it's not Chal. Rabbi Natam learned a different Pshat, Mechor and Mecher, because he can't learn the normal Pshat. He can't say Mechor and Mecher because Asabana. He also said it's not Asabana Mechaim. So he says Mechor and Mecher means, you haven't accomplished to save the life of the animal. The bezin is going to be gunning out to kill the animal anyway. But it doesn't mean the sale is not valid. So according to Rabbi Natan, once you have that possibility of translating the words differently, so you can even hold, not like Rabbi Natan, the Shoah Niskel is also Banu Amichayim, you can say, Mechira is Chal. He can sell the Isuri HaNo, just it's not going to save the life of the animal. The animal is still going to get the death penalty because we already made the Gemar Din before the Mechira. Hegdish. Hegdish is Teifas Dhamma. When you sell Hegdish, it's Teifas as Dhamma.
So according to Rabbi Natan, you're allowed to sell it, and according to Tosos, you're not allowed to, but if you do it, it works.
According to Rabbi Natan, you're allowed to sell it, it's Mutabano, yeah. But if you sell it, they're not going to save the skin of the animal. The bezin's going to kill the animal anyway. Mechor and Mocha doesn't mean the sale is not valid, it means it hasn't accomplished the pot of the shore from Misa, because bezin already made the Gemar Din. If they would have sold the shor before the Gemar Din, then according to Tana Rabbi Yehuda, the shor would be potter from Isa. That's a machlokes atanoim in the Mishnah. What about shor hamidbar? A shor shall have koharagas ha'odom. Is there a din of Misa or not? So we paskin, even shor hamidbar is also chay Misa. But according to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, shor shall have is not chay Misa. Ramban Achumish has a machlokes with the Rambam. When you give einish skila to the shor haniskel, whom are you punishing? Are you punishing the behema, or are you punishing the bala behema? So the Ramban quotes the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim says, behema hat nish ken sechel. What are you punishing the behema? You're punishing the bala behema. So the Ramban says that's an interesting idea. The Ramban often disagrees with the Rambam, but he always disagrees with respect. He had big respect for the Rambam. So he says it's a nice idea, but he says we don't paskel like that. If it's a shor hefker, shaharga sa adam, so the Tana Rabbi Yehuda holds that the shor doesn't get oinish misa. That is a punishment to the bala shor. But we don't pass like that. We pass on a shor hefker. There's also chayv misa. So you see, it's a punishment to the shor. The shor is a chacher shor to the cotton. It's a la bardas. So he says, no, since the mabul, all the animals have enough sechel to know not to kill a human being. Because Noach saved all the animals in the mabul. So any animal who kills an adam deserves an oinish. The animal hot genug sechel. All the animals have enough sechel to know that they're not supposed to kill people. And if they do kill a person, then they deserve the punishment. Then they deserve the death penalty. It's a punishment to the behema, not a punishment to the bala shor. That's the famous Mishnah. That's the famous in they tell over this story. A guy had yahrzeit for his father, so he was learning Mishnayos. The meaning is Mishnayos when you have yahrzeit. So he came to the Beis Medrash Mincha that day, and he said, he just came across a Mishnah that talks about a talking animal, a speaking animal. So these people said, you're crazy. So one of the Lubavitcher Rebbes, I think the third Rebbe, I think the Tzemach Tzedek, he understood what the mistake was. The Mishnah talks about Shor HaMidbar. So the guy didn't have Nekudah, so he thought that it's Shor HaMedaber. A Shor that's talking. Mean, a Shor HaMidbar means a Shor Shal Hefker. Shor HaGesadam. Is a machlekes satanan whether it's chayv misa. There is a Mishnah in the Dorim, and there is a Mishnah in Nozir about the guys talking about an animal that can speak. But this Balabas didn't learn Nozir, he learned Bava Kam. Yeah.
Well, what would be wrong with just killing a shor midbar even without even playing? Yeah. If you kill the person, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, would there be a problem killing the shor midbar?
If you think it's going to be a danger, if you think it's going to kill more people, so of course you kill him. You don't have to have a gemar din, you don't have to do skin, you can shoot it also. But the Mishnah has a machlag zhataran. Do you have this formality? Let's say you don't think the animal is a danger. That was a, someone started up at the animal, that's why it killed. So that's a machlag zhatanayim. Do you have, if the animal is not a danger? But still, because there is a custom that you give, you make a gemar din and you give skila to the animal, does that apply to a shosh alefka? So we paskin, yes, because it's a punishment to the behemoth. And the Tanna Rav Yehuda says, no, if it's shosh alefka, you don't give the death penalty. And even if, according to Rav Yehuda, it has to belong to the same person from the shas misa at shas gemar din, from the beginning to the end. If you sold it in the middle and now it belongs to someone else, Bezna has no right to make a gemar din. So Rabbi Natan learns that's what it means in the Braisa. Mechor ein mechor means the mecher is chal, even if the gemar din the mecher is chal, but it didn't accomplish the trick of pottering the shor from misa, because we already made the gemar din the misa, so we didn't potter him. If you would have sold the shor before the gemar din, so then according to the Tanna Rav Yehuda, we wouldn't be able to give the shor, wouldn't be able to make the gemar din, because it has to belong to the same person. Mishas negicha at shas hamar b'din at shas gemar din. Has to belong to the same person from the beginning to the end.
You can have both.
He can have
punishment. What?
Okay. The shayla is, what if it's a shor hefker? So you can't say you're punishing the bala shor. Doesn't make sense to say you're punishing the shor. So the Rambam and the Mor Nebuchim writes with logic that it's a punishment to the bala shor, not a punishment to shor. And the Ramban says it's not correct. So it could be the Ramban means a punishment to both. Punishment to the Balashar and a punishment to the Shor. But even if there is no Balashar, so that's what Ramban says. Ashar hefke shor gesodom. We paskin is chayv mis.
Rabbi mentioned, right, that maybe you could have in time, but you can't serve the close question, even something about the Rana, you could still do them here, right?
Yeah.
So I think that maybe raised the question from my other Gemara about does not your shoe say?
Yeah, why shnei dvar mein b'shusa shel adam? Right, if you see how no ashaloi b'shusa, then why does it say the chametz mishay shalom azayne b'shusa? Yeah.
So
the answer is the achrayim asked that question. The answer they say there are two different kinds of isur hano. Have basa b'chalav, have orlo klei akerim. Is there an isur to keep it around the house? Min haTorah there's no isur. Mishum takola, don't leave it in the freezer, don't leave it in the refrigerator, someone's going to eat it by mistake, someone's going to eat it or get anor. So mishum chashash michshol, mishum chashash takola, shouldn't leave it around the house. But mikra din, there's no isa to have it around the house. But if you have avoy dezara, or you have chametz on erev Pesach, around Pesach, it's a hot potato, you have to get rid of it right away. You're in violation of bal yirah by matzeh. Erev Pesach, maybe there's no bal yirah by matzeh, it's still an isa tashbisu. So if you have something that's not only asa b'hano, it's ton ibud min ha'olam, so that they have to agree that that's ene b'shusa shalodim, whatever that means. Either ene shalodim or ene b'shusa, but it's not typical, it doesn't shed light on all the other isa b'hano. Chametz, mishay shal salamayla is the same as avodah zarah. Those two are different. If it's ton ibud min ha'olam, then it's ene b'shusa shalodim, whatever that means. Either ene shalodim or ene b'shusa. But you can't prove from there to other isa b'hano. And the Gemara in Sukkah, where the Gemara says that the Esuk Shaloyla is no good because on the first 2 days you need Shalachem, Eimodin Mamen. So the Ritva says, Eino Shaloy. The Ritva learns Pashu B'Shat Eino Shaloy. And others disagree. They hold that Isuri Hano are Shalom. So Rashi says it's not Shavar Puto. In order to fulfill the mitzvah, we need Shalachem, it has to be worth a Shavar Puto. This is a big famous topic, but Isuri Hano, it's Iran and Adorim talks about it. A person took a neder not to get anor from his own assets, and then he dies. Does it go birusha to his children? He took a neder; it's also anor, so maybe it's enish aloi. Enish aloi said it doesn't go birusha. What do you say? No, yisurei anor shaloi. Maybe it's enish b'shusa. Maybe it is b'shusa. So it's a run, and the end of the dorm has this. The achrayim have long discussions on this, but these are the makaris and the gemara. There are three opinions. Mishnah says in the end of the second parak in Kedushin, in Kaddish and Isha, but it's Suri Hanoah, it's Eina Mekudesha, so there are three possible pshatim. You can say because Eina Shaloi, so it's, you can't be makna to the Kali. You can say it is Shaloi, but it's Eina Beshusa, so again, if it's Dovish Eina Beshusa, you can't be makna to the Kala. Or you can say it is Shaloi, and it is Beshusa, but Rashi says it's not Shavar Puta. That's why it's saying the Kodesh, because when you make Kaddish with Shavuot Kesef, it has to be Shavuot Pruta. You say, well, no, I'm not Shavuot Pruta. But this Tosis is a fantastic Kiddush. Tosis says, if he sell the Shor Anis Kol to a Goy, then it will be Chal. Sell it to a Jew, it won't be Chal. Sell it to a Goy, it will be Chal. Mechorein and Mocher, they takes it literally, not like the Rabbeinu Tam learned. Mechorein and Mocher, that it doesn't pata the Shor for me. So Mechorein and Mocher means the sale is not valid. But that's only if you sell it to a Jew. If you sell it to a Goy, then the Mechira is valid. So they obviously think that it is Shaloi and it is Beshusa. It's a different Chisar. That they can't have Hachnosa of Beshusa because it won't be Beshusa of the Lekeh. Yeah, sure, he's not allowed to. If you sell it to a Goy, you're not allowed to. You're in violation of Yisuri Hanor. But that doesn't prevent the sale from taking it.
It's not Tobias Estamos that's getting enough from the money he got from the
right, you're not allowed to. That is correct. If I have Basa B'cholam and I sell it, and I get money, so that itself is a violation of Yisuri Hanor. I got money from it, right? Yeah, Tosfos says if you sell a Shor Anis Kol to a Goy, then you can keep the money. So he says, but selling it to get money, that itself is a violation of the Yisuri Hanor, and get money for it. Yeah. So that's a famous Machlok Zerishanim. Is that a Nisa Hanor Deraisa Derabbanan? Let's say I have some alcohol that's also Hanor, and I rub the alcohol on my skin to cool off or something. Or for medical purposes. I'm getting Hanor from the Yisuri Hanor. I'm exhausted, and I sit on a chair, and the chair is also Hanor. So I'm relaxing on the chair. A physical pleasure from the chair, that's a violation. That's a biblical violation of Yisuri Hanor. But if I take Yisuri Hanor and I sell it, and I get money, is that called getting Hanor? Maybe that's called indirect getting Hanor. Maybe it's called gram Hanor. So some Rishonim hold that it's only the Rabbanon. We sell Yisuri Hanor and you get paid money for it. So there's a shita, the shita lo no dami, on Kiddushin, they ran in Abed Azar quotes it. Chassam Sofer has a whole tshuva about it. There is an opinion that that's only a violation of Yisuri Hanor mid Rabban. Most of the Rishonim hold not so. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Amachal Anachri, Kedarach Shepard Locha Kosa B'Nevela. It says, you're not allowed to eat Nevela. What should you do with it? Sell it to a Goy, Amachal Anachri. So how can you sell it to the Goy? If you sell it to the Goy, you're going to get money. So the Rai Nevela is Mutta B'Hanor. So if you hold that selling and getting money is only a violation of the Rabbanon, that's not a violation of the Raisa of Yisuri Hanor. So how did the Gemara prove in the Pasuk that the Nevela is Mutta B'Hanor B'Haraya, that Torah allows you to sell it to a Goy, even if Nevela would be Asa B'Hanor. But when you sell Yisuri Hanor to a Goy and you get money, that's only an Isa Hanor mid the Rabbanon. You're not getting Hanor from the Gufa, that was only Gram Hanor. So the Rishonim answer that Kasha. They say because the Chumash uses the verb Machor, if it would have been Asa B'Hanor, the Mechira wouldn't have been Chal. That's what those Rishonim say. Mechira wouldn't have been Chal, if it's, even though he's selling to a Goy. Tosfos says, he sold to a Goy, the Mechira is Chal. Tosfos holds not so. But those Rishonim hold like that, that if you sell Yisuri Hanor and you get money from it, that's only a violation of Yisuri Hanor with the Rabban. It's only Gram Hanor. It's not really Hanor Deraisa. So how did the Gemara prove in the Pasuk Machal Anochri that Nevela is Mutamano? So the answer, because of the use of the verb Machar. If Nevela would have been Asa B'Hanor, the Mechira wouldn't be Chal, even though he's selling to a Goy. That's against this Tosfos. Tosfos holds not so. If he sells Yisuri Hanor to a Jew, it's not Chal. It's not to a Goy, it is Chal. This is quite a Chiddush, this Tosfos. Again, so the Tosfos has this discussion on the lashon of the braisa. Once you get to Daf Lamed Aleph, the whole discussion, the whole Tosfos is out of place. The simple reading of the braisa was God of Shor Aniskal. Here it's around 20 lines from the bottom of Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. God of Shor Aniskal. I stole the Shor Aniskal. Sounds like after Gemar Din. God of Shor Aniskal Tvochai V'Shalom Tashlumi Abav Hamish Deirah Melech Chachamim Poitrim. What's the issue? So the Gemara says, Shchitu Sheni Ruya. Shor Aniskal is also B'Hanor. So it doesn't have to be. If it's also B'Achila, it's already called Shchitu Sheni Ruya. Shchitu Sheni Ruya means when you shut the Trefa. Whenever it's also B'Achila, that's called Shchitu Sheni Ruya. So the Gemara explained that's a machlek. So the simple reading of the Brice is gone of Shor Aniskal. I stole an animal that already was a Shor Aniskal at the time that I stole it. So that's what Tosfos asks. But you can't sell the Shor Aniskal. So how can, according to Reish Lakish, how can you say that Tovach? Utvachoy is Chayiv, only Chayiv and Tvachoy if it could have been Mechoroy. And it couldn't be Mechira, because it's also Ba'ano. So Tosfos says, no, you could have sold it to a Goy. Yeah, but once you get to the Gemara is the Kasha over here. Sure, on this go around 10 lines from the bottom of Lamed Aleph. The Gemara says the line that begins with the word Zvicha. Zvicha hu oibda. Then the Gemara asks, Shora niskal, lav didehu de katovach. What's the kasha? Gonav shora niskal, shrek the Gemara, lav didehu de katovach. What do you mean, Yechayf, I stole a shora niskal, and I shecht it, lav didehu de katovach. What do you mean, lav didehu? So according to some Rishonim, Misuri hanoa not shaloi. So they learn the Gemara kipshuto. I stole the shora niskal from Reuven. After it's Negmadino, so it's not his behem anymore. Literally, lavdi day, lavdi dehu. So Gemara is going to give a whole answer. Yeah. What if you hold Yisuri Hano Arshalo? So what's the kasha? So you're going to say it's not Bishusai. Whenever I steal the animal, it's not Bishusai anymore. And then I shecht it, so I'm chayiv. Whenever you steal an animal, it's ain't a Bishusai. So what's the kasha? Either the kasha is that Yisuri Hano not Shalo. Well, you can't say over here that it's not Bershusa. Well, you're going to say it's not Shavaputa. Who cares if it's Shavaputa? It's irrelevant. So how then can you read this Gemara? Shora niska labdi dehu de katovach. How then can you read the kasha of the Gemara? Other than saying that Yisuri hanoa anat shalom.
Maybe he was Miyayish.
I mean, after the Gemara then, the Bailam Miyayish. Gemara like that, yeah. Could be. I mean, if he knows about it, if the Baal HaShor knows about it. Sharaniska labdi dehu de kotovach, it doesn't belong to him. Could be. I thought maybe it means a different pshat. How does Rashi, what does Rashi say? Lav de mare kotovach. The Gemara asked before, a few lines before. Gona v'tovach lavoy de zara. The Braisa gave three, it sounds like three cases where there's a machleg zamen achachamim. What were the three cases? Gona v'tovach b'shabbos, gona v'tovach lavoy de zara, gona v'shar niskal l'tvachom. So the Gemara asks, on gona v'tovach lavoy de zara. Gona v'tovach lavoy de zara. So the Gemara asks, tovach u'mocha, the ganav is chayv on tovach u'mocha, dalad dehei, is only if he shechts shorbas, he has to shecht the kana and the veshet. If he just shecht the kana and the veshet, you only shecht one, that's not, you're not chayv. You only chayv dalud vehe, if you do the full shechita from the beginning to the end. If you shoot the animal, that's not tovach. Tovach has to be a dira shechita. If the animal is a trefa and you shecht it, so the shechita is metam dein aved, but it's not matkila, it's a machleg zabshim in the rabbana. But the shechita shen ruya is called shechita zid machayv anah. So here the Gemara is bothered with Akasha. When you shecht an animal to Avodah Zorah, it becomes Asabano. You come to Krubis. When does it become Asabano? It only becomes Asabano when you complete the whole Kana and the Veshet. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Chulin. No, it becomes Asabano Mishochet Bapurto. When you start to shecht, that's the Loshana Gemara. The Gemara quotes, about 10 lines from the bottom of Lamedal Adam, not a little more than 10 lines, 12 lines, I don't know. So the Gemara, and the line that begins with the word Ashaira. So the Gemara says, Tavech Labedis Kachavim. The Braisa gave the case of Machleg Zamander Rabbanim, Tavech Labedis Kachavim. Came in the Shachat Bay, Purto, when he just starts to shecht into the first simen, Itzale. It already became Asabano. Idach, when he's shechting the second simen. It already doesn't belong to the Nignav. Why doesn't belong Lav de Marei Kotovach? Why doesn't belong to the Nignav? Why is it not his? Because Yisuri Hanu Anat Shalom. That's the literal translation. Lav de Marei Kotovach. The same thing by the Shora Niskal. The Gemara says, Shora Niskal Lav de Dehu Kotovach. That's not his. So the simple translation of both of them, Kibin Shachem Bapurta Labadizor Ki kotovach lab demarei kotovach. Sounds like it's ainu shaloi. Yeah, what if you hold not like those Rishonim? Major machlokes are Rishonim. What if you hold that Isur Hano are shalo? So how do you translate the words? So Rashi said on the earlier Gemara, on the Shochet Lab, it is a lab didei kotovach. Yeah, take a look in the previous Rashi. And the Rashi on Lamed Dalet Eman Aleph, Rashi did Mamask Kivin Shachet Beipur to Itzalei, the Omamar, Chulin Daf Mem, Hoyse Behemes Chavere Rutsa Lefnei Avodizor, Kivin Shashach Basimen Echoy, Asor, Simen Echoy means the Kona or the Veshet, one without the other. The Shechit, you have to Shech two Simon, you have to Shech the Kona and the Veshet. So the Bichai Dalet Behei, he has to do the whole Shechit. When he Shech Simen Echoy, it already becomes the Kruvis Avodizor. When he shechts one simen, because in order for something to become the kruvus avodah, you don't need shechita. Let's say, the Gemara has like this, let's say I have a salami, and I want to give it as a matona to the avodah zarah. So I throw it on the altar. So the Gemara says that doesn't become asa banor. You need zrika hamishtaberes. If you pour wine, avodah zarah, and the droplets of wine are separating, the bottle of wine is all together, then when you pour it, so the wine is separating, that's called Zrika Hamishtaberes. So in order to become Asmana, I need Zrika Hamishtaberes. And Gemara has like this. There's an Avodah Zarah which they worship by throwing a stick in front of it. So Zorak Makal Bafanel, the Gemara says, the Makal is Mutabana. Shiber Makal Bafanel, the way they worship the Avodah Zarah is by breaking a cane, breaking a Makal, that's a Zrika Hamishtaberes. Then the Gemara says it'll become Asmana. That was the whole story with the Indian Whigs. They thought that they shaved off the hair from the people's heads, l'shem avodah zarah. They thought that they're doing it to kruvus avodah zarah. So if they're detaching it from the head, l'shem matana to avodah zarah, so then it's taket to kruvus. That's a zrika hamishtaberes. Then they came to the realization. It was a misunderstanding, because the rabbi who went from England didn't speak Indian. And the cab driver didn't speak that dialect of Indian either, so it was a translation of a translation, so everything was lost in translation. So they came to realization, they're not donating, they're not cutting off the hair of the Shem Avodah Zarah. They don't allow this hair into the church over there. They hold that just like Meiraglaim and Soya, you're not allowed to take it into their church. It's a busha for the Avodah Zarah. When you cut your nails off, you're not allowed to take it off. When you cut your hair off, anything that comes out of the body is Tsoya Meiraglaim by them. So what does it mean? What do they do, this religious act? They surrender their beauty to the Avodah Zarah. A girl or a boy has nice long hair, looks they're good looking. So they shave off the hair and they look awful, they look ugly, because they want to show they're surrendering their beauty to Avodah Zarah. But not that they're giving the hair to the Avodah Zarah. It's not a Zrika Mishtaberes, not a Matana. If it would have been a Matana, so that they wouldn't be allowed to sell it. If it's the Kruvus Avodah Zarah, the church wouldn't be selling it and making money on it. The people are shaving off the hair outside of the church. They don't allow them to cut off the hair, just like they don't allow them to be Matamei Raglaim in the church. They don't allow them to cut off the hair there. So the hair is not as Zrika Mishtaberes. They're surrendering their beauty to the Avodah Zarah, not the same as donating the hair to the Avodah Zarah. But let's say I want to donate the Kruvus. Let's say I want to donate the salami. So if I cut the salami, I slice it, that's Azrika Mishtaberes, and then salami becomes Asamano. If I put the whole salami on the altar, that's not Azrika Mishtaberes, it doesn't become Asamano. I have a challah. So if I cut the challah and I put it, I did Azrika Mishtaberes, so that's Asamano. I put the whole challah on the altar, so it doesn't become Asamano. A matona. The kruvus is a matona that I give to the Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, how many things are also banor? The Avodah Zarah itself is also banor. And the Noye Avodah Zarah, let's say you have a statue and you put on earrings and a necklace and a dress and a suit and a high hat, whatever. So Noye Avodah Zarah are also banor. And then Tikruvus Avodah Zarah is also banor. Whatever you gave is a gift to the Avodah Zarah. But the Tikruvus only also if it's Zrika Hamishtaberes. So the Gemara says, Shochet Bapurtum. You don't need shechita of kana and veshet. It's not a din that shechita asas. If you slice the salami on the asa, if shiber makal b'fanel becomes asa, you don't need a ma'isa shechita. If you would have needed shechita, you would have needed kana and veshet. So that's what Rashi says. No, the Gemara says beferish in chulin daf mem. Kivin the shachab ba simen echad asor. When you start shachab ba purta, you start to do that already as Rikam Nishtaber, so it becomes the Kruvus of the Zohar, it becomes also Banu.
Mishamshe is a separatist?
Mishamshe is another reason, yeah. Avodah Zarah is Aser, and Noye Avodah Zarah is Aser, and Mishamshe Avodah Zarah is Aser. Let's say the altar and the frying pan and the incense, whatever, all the kalim that they use, and the tekrubis is also manor, right? So what does Rashi learn? The Gemara has the same kasha twice. First, the Gemara had it on Shochat L'shem Avodah Zarah, then the Gemara has it on Ganav Sharan Niskam. Yes, the same kasha twice. Because that was Kim the Shach Baputi Tzidach Lab the Mari Katova. Then Gemara says by the Shaniska Lab the day who the Katova. What has been Lab the day? The Pashab Shat is that he's Surah Hanah, not Shalai. But half of the Rishonim don't accept that. That's the Machlokes and the Hilchas Pesach. When the not observant Jew dies on Pesach, did he own the Chametz? Was it Shalai? So it goes Birusha to the religious children. They have to go burn it right away. But they say, no, it wasn't Shalom. It just has a Kenyan Iser, and the Kenyan Iser doesn't go Birush, only a Kenyan Mama goes. So that's a major Machlekes of Rishonim, and a Machlekes Achrayim, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it from the Chagankev, from the Nodi Yehuda, how to Paskan there. So how can you read this Gemara otherwise? The Gemara says, Ki Kotovach Lab Demare Kotovach, how do you read it? So what does Rashi say? Lab Demare Kotovach, the Hoitzer Alevich, Yubat Tashem Rabach Hamisha, Tficha Ksibahu, Pagmar Shkita, the dalad the heyanat chayiv till you finish the two the kana elevation two simonim. When the kami the mote gemar shchita before you get to the end of the shechting of the both simonim, it's rebahanoah by leho and therefore what? And it's ainu shaloi. No, what does Rashi write? It's rebahanoah by leho became also bahanoah already from shochet bapurta. Ome ahi shaito apsa domine. What does that mean? Apsa domine. So Rashi. Rashi clearly doesn't accept that pshat, that he's Surah HaNoah Reinu Shaloi. Rashi in Sukkah said, when the Gemara said that Esrik Shal Orlo is no good because Ein Bo Din Momen, Rashi didn't say Reinu Shaloi. Rashi said because not Shavah Pruto. So Rashi also says, Surah HaNoah Ar Shaloi. Rashi says, if you're Kaddish and Isha, but the Surah HaNoah Zainim Bekodesh, because not Shavah Pruto. He didn't say because Reinu Shaloi, didn't say Reinu Bishusai. So Rashi doesn't hold from either. He doesn't hold Reinu Shaloi, doesn't hold Reinu Bishusai. He says a different word. They're not Shavah Pruta. What's over here? So he says a different word. If the Ganef steals anything, he's Chayev Kefil and anything. Why? Ganef is one of the Chav Talar Ovis Nizikin. The Mishnah is Ab Ovis Nizikin, Shor Bore Mare in heaven. Then Raboshi has a Braisa, there are 13 Ovis Nizikin. Rabchi has a Braisa, there are 24 Ovis Nizikin. So included in the 24 Ovis Nizikin is Aganef Agazlon. Also, he's a mafsid, the other guy, mammon. So, a ganef who steals someone's shorbasa is mafsid mammon to the nignav. That's one of the ovis nizikin. Then, when he does tavach machar, he's more mafsid. He's selling it. It's going to be harder for the nignav to go chase after it. Now, we saw that it's hard enough for the police to catch the ganef. Then the ganef goes and he sells it to someone else. It's going to be harder to track it. Or if tavach, he shechts it. So it's gonna he further mafsid the nignav. He was mafsid the nignav when he stole it, now he's further mafsid. So Rashi learns over here, if the shor baseh is already osa ba'anoa from before, either it's a sharaniskal already, and it's osa ba'anoa. Or because shochet ba'purto l'shem avodah zarah, it's osa ba'anoa, when he does the gemar hashchita later, mehahi shaita apsa dominei. Once it's asabano, the nignav is not suffering a greater loss because of the fact that the ganav does a shchita on it. He's not going to get it back. It's asabano. That's where Rashi learns the kasha was. The kasha was not lav de morei kotovach, lav de day kotovach. Rashi says you don't learn it literally lav de day, lav de morei, that it's ainu shaloi. No. Yisrael hano ar shaloi, and they are bishusa, just that it's not shavar puta. Not Shavuputa, so how is that relevant over here by the Dalad Behei? So he says, no, Labdi Dei means by shechting it, I'm not further being mafsid from the original owner. The whole reason why Dalad Behei, the Tovcha Mochas, Chayb Dalad Behei, because he did a further step, it's also for Novus Nezikin. He's mafsid the Nignav more. But over here, it's already also Bano. So there's no further hepsid to the Nignav. That's where Rashi learns the Gemara's Kasha. What are you going to pay? What are you going to pay? It's not Shavah Pruta. What are you going to pay? It has no value to the Nignav. That was the Gemara's Kash. Kiven the shochem b'pur itzel irach kikal tovach lav demak. There's nothing to pay. There's not shavu pruto. Same thing by the shor aniska. Shor shenig madina. That was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara gave a whole different interpretation, a whole different story. Davar garben the mamin ke mamin dami. Wow, all fantastic pshat. Yes.
Is it possible
that the Rashi on Gimel days says that Sharon himself is a common parakal of Shavamidi. Yeah.
So maybe he understands
that question. If my kasha just is not worth anything. Not worth anything, yeah. Not worth Shavu Prutas, and there's nothing to pay. Good. Yeah. The same, that's the same as Rashi writes over there. The same as Rashi wrote in Kiddushin, the end of the second parak. And the Kaddish Anisha, why he doesn't say Anishola, he doesn't say the Bishusa. He says not Shavu Prutas. And the same as Rashi writes in Sukkah, that if you have an esrik shalor law, it's no good for the first 2 days because it's embo din mam and you need shalachem. And why is it not shalachem? Because the Rashi holds you need shavu pruta to be called shalachem for a mitzvah. So the same over here. He says yisuri hanor is not shavu pruta, so there's nothing to pay. So Rashi on the next daf says the same thing. In other words, he said you're not being mafsid him anything. You pay for dalid vehei because you were mafsid him further. When I stole it, I was mafsid him. He doesn't have it. And then when I'm Tavach HaMachar, I'm mafsid more. What mafsid more? The thing is Asabano. I'm not mafsid anything. There's nothing to pay. It's not mafsid. The two Rashis, I don't think the two Rashis contradict each other. And Lama Gimelon Bey says, it's not Shavu Pruta. Lama Dalam and Alfi says, you're not being mafsid him anything. It's not Shavu Pruta.
It's not that the love of Marek Tavach is just on the other one, the Bodhisattva.
Umar has the Lashon by both, by the other Dazar and by the Sharan Niska. The same lashon by the Sharan Niska, the Gemara asks, Sharan Niska lav di dehu de kotovach. What do you mean lav di de? So Rashi doesn't say enu shaloi. Rashi doesn't hold like that enu shaloi. And enu b'shusa is irrelevant here because the Ganev is anyway always enu b'shusa. So it means it's not shavu pruta. So that's what Rashi said before. Nothing to pay. It's not shavu pruta. Here he says it's not further maps at him. If the nigdom will get it back, he can't use it. It's also about no. So I'm not being mopsed him anymore. It boils down to the same thing.
It's not more pasha by the shyness though, because over there a bigger question is just over there the gan by the even on the gan of God, wasn't it already worth nothing, right? The shyness though is before the gan of came.
Right.
But by the Abu Zara when the gan of came, it was still worth money, right?
Right. But he shechted it, L'shem Avodah. So by the time he gets to the shechting, the both simonim, the Kohen Aveshet, it was already Asabano before. So that's where Rashi explains. It already became Asabano before, and at that time became Asabano. He didn't yet do the Shechita. The Shechita is only completed when they do Kohen Aveshet. So how can he become a Chuyiv to pay Dalad Dehei at the Gemar HaShechita? It's already worthless.
Yeah, I'm saying by the Sharon Iskel, maybe you don't have to go into such a complicated explanation, because when he got there,
to
he
begin
wasn't
with
stealing anything.
Right. More obvious, the kasha is more obvious, right? But the Gemara asks the same kasha on both. So the other Rishonim will learn, Einu Shaloi, literally. Lav di deko tovach, lav di merko tovach, Einu Shaloi. And Rashi is careful never to say like that. Rashi never says, Yisurei hanoz Einu Shaloi. Rashi seems told it is Shaloi and it is Bishusai. The Gemara says, Shnei dvar menim Bishusai Shalodam, Chometz Mishay Shosan Maila. So the Achrayim say, because it's ton ibad min ha'olam, that's why. Because you have to destroy it, you have to dispose of it immediately. So that's worse than plain Yisurei Hano. So that's taki, the Einu Shaloi, Reine B'shusa, one or the other. But plain Yisurei Hano is not ton ibad min ha'olam, you have to dispose of it immediately. Yeah.
So could Rashi have said that here also? So this is Avodah Zarah, right?
Rashi could have said it by Avodah Zarah, but then he wanted to have the same shot by the Sharan Niskal. Sharan Niskal is not, there's no rush to dispose of it immediately. There's no Balyurah. Chometz is Balyurah by Matzin. Avodah Zarah is Leibach Piyotcham Yomim Racher. Now that I have Avodah Zarah in your possession, you have to dispose of it immediately. So it would have been a good shot by Avodah Zarah, but by the Sharan Niskal, it wouldn't be a good shot. So Rashi gave a shot that fits in by both. But Avodah Zarah and Sharan Niskal, the same shot.
Also, Yain,
that's also about
not, right?
Right.
That's considered like, what's it called?
The Krubis.
But also like...
That's a Greek Amish Taberis, yeah. pouring wine because it was in the bottle then when I pour, so it's considered as if it's breaking up into tiny droplets.
Just at least of which Christians do today is that the Gufas are that stuff like a Saramamish.
What?
What the Christians do today is that.
Today, no, the Darkei Tshuva says that today it's not called Tikruvis because they believe that after they recite their Hocus Pocus, as people refer to it, they recite a prayer in Latin. People that don't Latin don't know Latin, they make fun of the prayer, they call it Hocus Pocus. It sounds like that. So after they recite their prayer, they declare that the wine just be turned into the blood of Osarish and the wafer just turned into the flesh of Osarish. It's ridiculous, but that's what they believe. So that's called Avodah Zarah Mamish. That's not called Tikruvus Avodah Zarah. So that has a kula to it. That if another guy will come and say, I don't believe in this Christianity, the whole thing is baloney, that's Bitl Avodah Zarah. So that'll become Mutabano. If you have Tikruvus, Tikruvus can't be bottled. Tikruvus is also because of its past history. Because this was given as a gift to the Avodah Zarah, so the past history can't be wiped off. But Avodah Zarah Mamish, and Noye Avodah Zarah, and Meshamshi Avodah Zarah are also banah because of their present state. So if you'll get a goy to be mevatelet, if it's Avodah Zarah that was worshipped by a non-Jew and belongs to a non-Jew, get a non-Jew to be mevatelet, so they will be bitl, it'll be turned into hetahana, it'll become mutter by Avodah Zarah, and by Noye Avodah Zarah, by Meshamshi. But Tikruvus, there's no way, the Gemara says, it can't be mevatelet Tikruvus. Because Tikruvus is also banah because of its past history. You can't wipe off the past. But the Zorah and the Noye and the Meshamshe are also because of their present status. And once you have Atlas, it no longer has the status of Abba the Zorah.
Can it be any random person that can do that? It
doesn't have to be a
person that doesn't really believe in the religion so much. Most people, they don't really believe in most of
them. Okay. And the Gemara says you can even get a guy who never believed in this religion in the first place to be. Yeah, it doesn't have to be the one who made it Asamana. Yeah.
Really? Doesn't actually say that in itself that you're like putting your hand in there and doesn't sound like to me like you're pouring it, like cash case, you're shaking it. So would that be like shodara?
If you stir the wine, even if you don't do the Shem Avodah Zarah, it becomes awesome in the Rabban. It won't become awesome in Atar, but it'll become awesome in the Rabban. If you pour it the Shem Tikruvus, then it's awesome in Atar. If a Nochri just sticks his finger in the wine and pushes around, the Maga Nochri asks Midirabban.
That's okay. I'm not going to do the Tharashi
to
describe
being like Menasech Manash. By sticking his finger in. Okay, it's also Menasech. If he's doing it, Lushem Avodah Zarah. So he's also separating the droplets. Also separating the droplets. Fine, so let's get back to the Gemara again. So again, there was a Braisa on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, where there's a Machlekes Reb Meir and HaChachamim, Gan of a Tovach B'Shabbos, Gan of a Tovach L'Avodah Zarah, Gan of Sharon Niskal Tvach. So the Gemara thought, the Pasha Pshat, the Gemara thought, that the issue is one of Kamblei B'Derab Minei, Gan of a Tovach L'Avodah Zarah, Gan of Tovach B'Shabbos, it's Misa. The Gemara says, no, it's Taveach HaYidei Acher. It has nothing to do with Kamblei B'Derab Minei. So why did the Chachamim poitrin? If it's Taveach HaYidei Acher, the Gemara asks. Second line from the bottom of Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Even Taveach HaYidei Acher, my tamay the rabbanon the patri. Why in the world the rabbanon say potter? There is no kam lebi the rab minei. The Gemara says it's the shaila of shchita shein erui. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, shchita shein erui is good on two out of the three cases. Shara niskal is also bachila. Shchita shein erui doesn't have to be also ba. No, as long as also bachila. Shochet treifa is shchita shein erui. So the Gemara says two out of the three cases are good. Shochet Avodah Zarah is Tikruvus. Tikruvus is a din d'oraisa. The Gemara seems to assume Tikruvus is a din d'oraisa that it's also banor. And Shoran Niskal is a din d'oraisa that it's also banor. But Ashechet B'Shabbos, the Mishnah says Ashechet B'Shabbos, Shchitosa K'sheira, Afal Pishem Mishchai B'Nav, Shem Mishnah Chulon Yudalit. So why is it a Shchita Shein Eruya? So the Gemara says, Sova Lokir Rabbi Yechanan Asandla D'Tanya. So they quote the Braisa, that Rab Meir and Rab Yudah have a machlokes, Pashup Shat on the level of the Rabbanon. They made a penalty for the one who's Mechal Shabbos. Hamavashal B'Shabbos, there's a penalty. So Rab Meir holds the only penalized B'Mezid. Rab Yudah holds Kansu Shogot the Mezid, and they penalize the B'Mezid even more than Rab Meir thought. Rab Yechanan Sadla comes up with a new story. That what? that it's really awesome. So then the Gemara says, "My time, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler." So the Gemara says, "Based on a pasuk, Ki Kodesh Yilochem, Makodesh Asabachila, Ma'as Shabbos Asabachila." I say, like Kodesh should be Asabachila. The Gemara says, "No, Lochem, Lochem means that it's Mutabano." So now that was a shaila in the Gemara when Rabbi Yochanan Sandler said that Ma'as Shabbos B'Meizid is Asabachila. He meant a real drasha deraisa, or he meant an asmachta midrabbanan. So the Gemara has a machloikis. Pligi baravacha veravina. So the poshib shad is it's a machloikis ravacha ravina within Rabbi Yechanan Asandler. Did he mean a drasha gmur acharam maisa shabbos deraisa? He learned it out from the pasuk. It's a real drasha gmur deraisa. Kodesh is also bachila, and lachem shows that it's mutabano. Acharam midrabbanan. The other one says no. The whole thing is only an asmachta midrabbanan. So the Gemara says, "Shoyin." Then the Gemara has three lines later. Ulaman diomer de rabbanon. That's the pashup shat is the machlekes between Ravach and Ravina is within Rabbi Yechanan Asandler. Did he mean the raisa? Did he mean the rabbanon? That's the Shita Mukubetz's quotes. The whole machlekes are rishonim over here. What's the machlekes? So one pshat is the Rif has the Rosh has the machlekes, but the Rif in Shabbos and the Rosh in Chulin. So half of the Rishonim learn Tligi Baravacha Ravina within Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. They don't necessarily subscribe to his Shita. They're saying within Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, did he mean a drasha gemura? Did he mean to make an asmachta mid the Rabbanan? The other Rishonim say no. Of course, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler meant a drasha gemura deraisa. They're arguing should it be paskan like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler? Should it be paskan like Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yudah? Whom should we paskan like? So chama deraisa, we should paskan like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. Chadom and the Rabban, the other said, no, it's a toss-up between Abner and Rabbi Yudah, but no, and they're not going to pass like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. So that's a machloikas of Rishonim. What was the machloikas of Amorayim? Rabina and Ravacha. Were they arguing within Rabbi Yochanan Sandler? Oh, no. L'chol ha'din Rabbi Yochanan Sandler is a din derais. So now the Gemara asks, Bishlema, simple reading, the Gemara reads one way. So the Gemara asks, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara asked, Uleman di Omar, the Rabbanon, but if you hold the Maisa Shabbos is only the Rabbanon, in other words, there never was a Shita of Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, that a Mevashel the Shabbos is a Din Deraisa. Poshim Shat, in our Gemara is that the Machlegs Ravin Ravach is within Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. So the Gemara said earlier on the Daf, on the top, the Gemara said, on the second line from the top, Hotenach, this is Niche, Abudizor and Sharon Niskal, is a Shchita Sheni Ruya. El a Shchita Shabbos is a Shchita Ruya. Ashecha B'Shabbos Shchita Sekshera. So why do you consider, why is that a Machlegis Rabbe and a Chachamim, that Shchita Sheni Ruya? And Mara says that he goes with the Shita, Sovala, Kerabiechen and Asandla, the Tanya, Osla, Kerabiechen and Asandla. So then the Mara asks, that's only a valid Pshat if Rabiechen and Asandla Shita is the Raisa. But Rabbi Yochanan Sandler was also only an anasmachta. He never meant it in a Torah, so ma'ika le'meimar. So it's a shchita haruya. So why is there a machlekes hatanaim? So Gemara says you're right. Enochinami. Gemara says lemad yomer de rabbanan, my tamay de rabbanan. Why did the rabbanan say pot? It's not a shchita sheni ruya. Everything Gemara, you're right. Ki kapach rabbanan ashaira. The rabbanan only disagreed with Rabbi Meir on the other two cases. Ashechet la'avodizar because the kruvus la'avodizar is deraisa. And a shechet sharan iskal, because that's their raisa. But a shechet b'shabbos, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler never said. That's how the Gemara, that's the simple pshat in the Gemara. So that's a long tesis in Bava Kamma, not daf. Where is there a pasuk that says that tikruvas avodizara is also bahanom in atar? That's a simple reading of the Gemara, that tikruvas avodizara is also bahanom in atar. So tesis works very hard, and it's not so clear. But the simple reading in the Gemara, Tesis has 2 days. Simple reading in the Gemara is Tekruvus Abedizara is also Bahanua Minatur. But Maisa Shabbos was a Machloikas Ravina and Ravache within Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. Ramei Rabbi Yudah for sure is only the Rabbanan. Machloikas by the Kuntz who show God to Mazin. Poshib Shad Ramei Rabbi Yudah for sure is only the Rabbanan. And the only deal in the Amoraim had was within Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. Did he mean an Asmachta? Did he mean a Raisis? If he only meant an Asmachta, so then the Gemara says, so why should it be called the Shechita Sheinu Ruya? That's the simple reading of the Gemara. The Marshal here, on the bottom of the Marshal, usually just makes Hagos. Over here, he wakes up, and he says, what's the problem? Hefker doesn't hefker. In the Rabbanon, they said, Hashechet b'Shabbos is Asa b'Achila. Asa b'Achila, so it's a Shechita Shein Eruya. In the Rabbanon. So why isn't a Shechita Shein Eruya? So it should be Lav Shmo Shechita. In the Rabbanon, they have a right to pat to the guy. They declare, in the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to eat it. Right. So here they say the thing is asar ba'achila midirabana. Shech of the Shabbos asar ba'achila midirabana. Asar ba'achila midirabana. So mele, you're not chayiv daladeh. They have a right to pata you from daladeh. So he asks, why did the Gemara find this difficult? What's so difficult over here? The Gemara says, b'shleim if you hold, ma'aseh Shabbos is their raisa. Then I understand why you call it a shechita she'enim ruya and it's a machlekes amen achachamim. But the shechita she'enim ruya is shmo shechita ala. Over the man diyomer the rabbanon, my tamay the rabbanon the patri, he can't understand. So he says, what's so difficult? With the rabbanon the shechita she'enim ruya. With the rabbanon, they have a right to patri you from paying the other day. What's so difficult? Maybe the. So he gives an answer. He gives you a marmokam. I didn't think the kasha was a kasha. I didn't think the kasha was a kasha. The pasha pshat is, there's a famous nesivus like this in Hilchas Mekka Chamemka. Nesivus says that all the dinim the rabban are just dinim on the gavra. The chachamim can't change the chepza. They can't say the thing is also b'achila. If menatoyim ha-shechet b'shabbos u'shchitosek sheira, so they can't say mid the rabbanon it's a shechita she'enim ruya. It's a perfect shechita is good. They can tell the gavra din, we tell you better not eat it. We ask them mid the rabbanon and isa and the gavra. It's not that the chepza has any properties of isa. So that's the pasha pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying leman the amid the rabbanon. How can you call it a shechita she'enim ruya? The shechita is perfect. You're not allowed to eat it, but that doesn't make it into a shechita she'enim ruya. It's just a din on the gavra. It's not a din on the chepza. Maybe that's pasha pshat. The mashal goes up a different route. There's a different route over here. Okay, Belinada, tomorrow we'll continue. It's a very rich daf Gemara. It's a lot here in the Gemara.